With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Stakes are even higher this Dodgers season.
No National League team has ever repeated three times winning a World Series. So this is the magnitude of what they're chasing.
And the K-Line is officially set to expand.
This is today we say all aboard on what will be the highest ridership light rail in the country.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Thursday with me. These are some stories making headlines today, March 26th, 2026. The IOC has new regulations for female athletes. Data has been released regarding how many marathon finishers stopped at 18 miles. The K-Line is officially expanding. A huge award show is leaving Hollywood. Which generation is most likely to volunteer? And March Madness on this day in history. But first, today is the day every baseball fan has been awaiting all year. It's opening day for the LA Dodgers, and fans are hopeful that this year will bring them another World Series win. But can they do it again? John Baird got to talk to the team historian about what makes this Dodger team so special.
So opening day is here. What kind of fun facts do you have for us this year?
Well, here's a cool fact. Yoshinobu Yamamoto is the first Dodger to win World Series MVP honors and start opening day the following season since Sandy Koufax in 1964. Of all the other World Series MVPs that were Dodger pitchers, it's only Yamamoto and Koufax who came back the next year, in this case in Koufax in 64, starting opening day.
Wow, that's 70 years, 60-something years.
Absolutely, and think about this. You know, everyone's talking about, can the Dodgers three-peat? How about the fact that since the World Series started in 1903, no National League team has ever repeated three times winning a World Series? So this is the magnitude of what they're chasing. It's never been done before by a National League team.
Can they do it? I mean, what are the odds?
Of course they can do it. They barely did it in 24. They barely did it in 25. And I don't care if they barely do it in 26, just as long as they do it.
And as the players return to Dodger Stadium, a new season of heavy traffic hits Elysian Park. I talked to our traffic anchors, Susie Jessup and Scotty Burt, about some insider tips and tricks on how to navigate the roads during this Dodger season.
The questions that I get are people saying, is there a sneaky back road to Dodger Stadium, right? I'll let you answer that. But what I'm going to say is yes. And you know what that sneaky back road is? The shuttle, the free shuttle that leaves from Union Station to Dodger Stadium, and the free shuttle that leaves Harbor Gateway, free parking at Harbor Gateway, and free shuttle every 30 minutes from Harbor Gateway, which is right by the 110 and the 405, so people from Orange County can access it, the South Bay, and it's free. And that's the best-kept secret. Union Station, $8 to park, but again, that's a free shuttle as well.
Yeah, exactly. You've got the Red Line, too, from North Hollywood. You can get into Union Station and do it that way. But as far as driving your car there, I know we've had some listeners talk to us in the past about accessing it via Academy Road. I think a lot A lot of people do that. Maybe not quite as busy, but, you know, surface streets around the stadium, game time, probably leading up to two and a half, sometimes 3 hours before the game, especially if they have some kind of promotion like a bobblehead night. A lot of people go early trying to get. I know they've kind of stopped that a little bit, I think. They're just kind of giving things to everybody instead of like just a select amount of like the first people in. But yeah, you know, freeways, the 110, Stadium Way, Sunset Boulevard, the 5 freeway, everything basically leading into Allegiant Park, very, very tough on game days.
A new policy has been announced by the International Olympic Committee that would completely ban transgender women from competing in future games. Female athletes will now have to undergo a gene screening to determine their eligibility. CBS News correspondent Michael Wallace has more.
I understand that this is a very sensitive topic.
IOC President Kirsty Coventry says each athlete will have to undergo a one-time gene screening test. Only biological female athletes will be allowed to compete.
The scientific evidence is very clear. Male chromosomes give performance advantages in sports that rely on strength, power, or endurance.
It's not clear if any transgender women are currently competing at an Olympic level. The new policy will be in effect for the Los Angeles Summer Games in 2028.
As you are all aware, this spring has been unusually hot for us Angelenos. And you might remember hearing ramblings about some finishers of the LA Marathon only running 18 of the 26.2 miles due to dangerous heat levels. I was curious about what marathon runners from years past thought about this decision. Here's our producer, James Tuck.
I've run three marathons, and roughly around about the 20-mile stage, you hit what runners call the wall. And it's a real thing. You just are totally depleted of all your energy reserves, and you just feel awful, and you push through it. And sometimes you get a second wind, sometimes you don't. You just have to grit through it. It's a very hard race, and I don't think human beings were meant to run marathons.
Well, many people, myself included, were eager to see just how many runners would take that alternate route. The data is out now, and only 4.5% of runners competing in the marathon took the 18-mile option. According to organizers, of the 22,979 marathon finishers, 985 of those individuals crossed the finish line after the 18-mile mark. These runners were able to receive a medal following their finish, but will not receive a marathon finisher certificate. All my Hollywood neighbors can start to get excited because the K-Line is officially extending. The Metro Board gave the go-ahead on the project today. Karen Adams was there for the decision.
The motion carries.
Motion carries.
Today we can sail all aboard on what will be the highest ridership light rail in the country. These are commutes, the smog, access to housing.
Mayor and Metro Board member Karen Bass. The vote to approve the K-Line Northern Project came after a lot of people came out for and against it, including Court Young, owner of the Midway Shopping Center, which would be relocated under the project.
It would disrupt a family asset that's been part of the community for four decades.
Mid-City residents agree, also expressing concern about the tunneling involved for the project. Board members did approve a compromise amendment, though, that will allow the project to move forward while addressing those concerns. West Hollywood Mayor John Heilman is excited about the project. His city's offering more than $2 billion to fast-track it. He also took part in hammering out a compromise.
We're not trying to displace their grocery store. We're not trying to damage their historic properties. We're trying to provide transit that will serve them and serve the whole community.
The project will connect 4 major rail lines and 6 bus routes to allow people to get to West Hollywood, the Hollywood Bowl, and other popular destinations.
2029 will mark the start of a new home for the Oscar Awards show. The event has moved from the Dolby Theater in Hollywood to the Peacock Theater in downtown Los Angeles at LA Live. The Peacock Theater is a larger venue that has hosted events like the Emmys and will allow for more Academy members to be in attendance of the show. The American Red Cross revealed some very interesting new data regarding volunteering demographics. Did you know Gen Z is the fastest growing volunteer group and makes up 48% of the volunteer base for the Red Cross organization? Millennials make up 34% of that, baby boomers at 9, and Gen X at 7. Happy March Madness to all those who celebrate. And it's kind of weird to think of a time where March wasn't all consumed by college basketball. But on this day in 1939, the University of Oregon beat Ohio State in the first ever NCAA men's basketball tournament. March Madness popularity grew rapidly, and in 2005, college basketball had become the second most popular sporting event for gamblers after the Super Bowl. So now we know a little bit more about what happened in and around LA this fine Thursday. Well, that's it for today's edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for listening.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.